Like most everyone else in this chamber, I'm relieved to close the book on the prior regime and the Attorney General's office with this forthcoming vote. The past few years in the AG's office have been difficult, to say the least. With so much turmoil, I fear that we may have lost some momentum on the important issues that the office is charged with addressing, such as abating the flood of heroin and other dangerous drugs that have swept our Commonwealth, dealing with organized crime, protecting citizens against scams and fraud, and halting human trafficking, among many, many other issues. The Office of the Attorney General is vitally important to the citizens of Pennsylvania, and they deserve to be represented in a competent and professional manner. While he will only serve a few short months, they will be important ones, and I fully expect that Mr. Beamer will work hard to restore confidence in the Office of the Attorney General. In that regard, while we all might hope to close the book on the past, we can't ignore the misogynistic, homophobic, bigoted, and pornographic emails sent and received within that office, and also among many other powerful people in the justice system. The biases they express are not simply disgusting. More disturbingly, they are confident and frighteningly casual. They have confirmed the fears of many and opened the eyes of many others to reason to doubt the fairness and objectivity of our judicial system. They project the worst type of attitudes towards women and minorities among the very people entrusted to protect them, and any tolerance allowed them can only be seen as silent approval or excusal. Failing to address them would betray the trust our system requires to function properly. Former Attorney General Kathleen Kane commissioned a report to determine who participated in sharing these offensive emails within the office. As we know, Acting Attorney General Bruce Castor received the finished report but has chosen not to release it. It will be up to Mr. Beamer, as the incoming Attorney General, to determine what should be done with the report. I know a lot of us might think it would be better to just walk away from the whole sordid affair, to just drop it and move on. But I'm sure they're not the victims of these attitudes and have not had to face or endure them. And so to them I say, just drop that thought. This issue is a festering wound that must be cleaned before our justice system can heal. I am profoundly disappointed that a culture existed in the Office of the Attorney General where employees freely exchange pornographic emails. The individuals who work there are the authorities. We rely on them to protect the interests of justice and the victims of sexual assault and prejudice. It's beyond my comprehension that some members of the staff engaged in this behavior and thought nothing of it. They were not harmless jokes. They were poisonous in their attitudes, and they are ruinous in their consequences to those who shared them and to the Pennsylvanians who were the subject of them. This problem has to be fixed immediately to help restore the confidence of the people of Pennsylvania in the Office of the Attorney General. A process needs to be in place to review the report and the individuals who participated in this activity. Each incident, an individual needs to be reviewed, and a program needs to be in place to prevent such attitudes from taking root in the future. This needs to be done now. It must not be allowed to fade quietly away, not if we really value the meanings and purposes of our laws and Constitution. I will be casting my vote in favor of Mr. Beamer. He knows the office operations and duties. He has the integrity and the leadership skills to move the office forward. Most importantly, I'm trusting that he will take on and confront the email scandal vigorously and immediately, so that whoever is elected as his successor in November will be able to build upon what he has started. And I will be watching. Trust but verify will be my motto. And I hope all my colleagues will join me in ensuring that this matter is swiftly resolved. Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you to my colleagues.